This is Bonnie Gillespie, and this is a special edition of The Work. So I get a lot of questions about demo reels and the importance of having them. Yes, of course, you need to have footage. We want to see what you've done. It's all about risk assessment. Absolutely. You need to have your footage available, and it needs to be labeled meticulously. And lately, the trend is toward having clips that are very specifically labeled so that if I want to see you playing Doofus Dad, I go to that clip. And if I need to see you playing the tragic indie film Victim, I go to a clip that you've labeled that shows me something as close to that as possible rather than the schmackty over-the-top Disney Channel clip. The problem with linear demo reels, and remember, linear demo reels were coming from the age of, you know, the VHS cassette and having to run things from start to finish, A to B to C to D. Well, you know, is that you may have the clip that answers the question that I have about your abilities as third out of four. And if clips one and two show me the opposite of what I need, I may not stick around for clip three. So the idea of the a la carte demo reel offering is really fantastic. It really comes from, you know, the DVD generation of choosing which chapter you want to watch, or, you know, the iPod generation choosing shuffle. Pick the clip, pick the song, pick the item that is the best match for exactly the mood that you're in. So if you think like a casting director, a producer, director, if you think like a buyer, we're looking for what it is that you do that is closest to what we're trying to cast right now. And if you've got something on your demo reel that sells us that, but you don't show us that until three or four scenes in, we may not stick around long enough to see it. Now, you do want to offer a linear demo reel start to finish with all the clips and the editing and the montage at the end, you know, all your contact information, the music, all the special effects, whatever blah, blah, blah makes you happy. It's totally fine. Yes, have that. Agents love to be able to see all the different ways that they can pitch you, so having something that shows a range is fantastic for those buyers. Have that available, but don't make it our only option. Having something that is a la carte is actually really powerful these days. Now, one of the other things, I'm always asked, how long does a demo reel need to be? The industry standard is in the neighborhood of 90 seconds to 2 minutes, and I know that doesn't sound like much, especially if you've got this amazing, you know, 2-minute scene, and you're like, wow, I can only put one scene on my demo reel. I think if you re-look at that scene through the eyes of the buyer, you'll realize it doesn't need to be that long. A lot of people stay married to the story that was being told in the scene itself, in the film, in the short, in the web series, in the pilot, in the episode of the show. They try to stay true to the story rather than cutting it down to be a clip fest for you. It's your trailer. If you think of yourself as a movie, it's the trailer. It should be all the best lines. It should be all your best coverage. It should be something that motivates me to want to see more. It doesn't have to be authentic to the story as originally told in the piece. As for length, that 90 seconds to 2 minutes really is the sweet spot. So try to stick somewhere in there. And do we actually stick around for the entire reel? Well, I'll put it to you this way. If I'm in casting and I am looking for a very specific solution to a very specific problem, it's sort of like getting in my car and a song comes on the radio, and it could be a perfectly good song. Let's say it's reggae. I'm not in the mood for reggae right now. Perfectly good reggae song, maybe even the best reggae song ever made. I'm not in the mood for reggae right now. How long do I give that song before I change the station to find something that's closer to what I'm looking for? 3 seconds? 5 seconds? I want you to ask yourself that the next time that you're in your car, the next time you're listening to your iPod shuffle, the next time you are in a situation where you are the consumer. How long do you give something you know is not what you need right now before you move on to find the thing that is what you need right now? Don't take offense at that. It's not because we don't think your work is good. It's because at this moment, you don't serve my need right now, so I'm going to move along, and I'm probably going to do so in single digit number of seconds. So you want to lead with your strongest stuff with any footage that you put out there, because you want to maybe hook me and make me stay a little bit longer. Now, just keep in mind with all of this, having options available for the buyers is your best friend. Have them up at YouTube, on Vimeo, at your Actors Access profile, linked to your IMDb Pro page. Your professional actor website should have a gallery of your footage. Make all these tools available, and obviously if your agent or manager needs something done a very specific way, you provide that partner of yours with the tools required to get you into the rooms that you need to be entering. As always, thanks for joining me. This has been Bonnie Gillespie, and until next time, keep creating.